Blog Talk Radio. Well, this wonderful afternoon is bringing on a greater evening. This is the evening that I certify to everybody that it's just Uncle Bill, y'all. It's just Uncle Bill. But guess what? The thrill is still there. B.B. King was wrong. The thrill ain't gone. I'm still here. So let's do something, y'all. You tell me. On one of my last writings, I said, hey, I can't do that until you tell me, until you ask me, whichever you want to put first. You know, because you have so many people saying, well, no, we want this, we want that. It's not we, it's I. Because it's you, the selfish question, anyhow. Direction, demand, however you want to look at it. Today I'm looking at everything as a precious gift because friends come back to you that you always knew you had, but you just didn't understand why. And so some of y'all understand that, you know, coming back part. So it's up to you. You know, it's really not up to me. I'm going to do what I'm going to do because that's what I do. That's the reason I'm me. And that's what I was trying to explain something to a lady today and by saying that, you know, we all have our different comfort zone. We all know what we're capable of doing, those of us with the sensibility to, you know, reflect and look at ourselves realistically. But most of us don't know our limitations. And that's part of the problem. That's part. It's almost like misjudging your adversary. But it's you with that doubting part, not wanting to reflect and look at your own limitations. And that's what really causes most of our problem of, you know, even the good book said know your limitations, you know, and because he gave you the ability to do a whole lot of things, and one was learn yourself first. How can you deal with somebody else and you don't know yourself? Never figured that out, so I try to study everybody that not only that I'm in conflict with, because, you know, that happens a lot in life, you know. You, unknowingly to you, whomever, you know, it's just something we have to deal with because that's what it's all about. I know y'all understand. Sometimes it's just hard to relate and reflect. Truth don't benefit everybody. I know y'all got it. A lot of y'all want it.
Y'all live at the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th. It's two big shows. It's Love Now.
The hottest comedy event of the year, the comedy Griffin, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy on a hilarious night of comedy with the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before.
With Patrick the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.O. Hughes, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
W.O.T.S. 8 p.m. in the American Airlines Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Comedy Get Down World Tour.
It's the best comedy show, period.
It's the hottest comedy event of the year. The Comedy Get Down World Tour.
Charlottesville now.
Y'all, I was waiting on a caller to call in to see how we can move on a little quicker than normal. But and I was also waiting to see if I could get picked out. Somebody that I didn't use in last night's show, because, man, it was a blast. And by it being a blast from the past, I didn't want to duplicate it in any way, fashion, or form. So let me back up. While I'm waiting, I just do this.
Thank you.
Think about it. You already know it. If you're not doing anything, you're part of the problem. So if you'd rather be a part of the problem than to be most of the solution, don't call. Please don't call. I don't want to hurt your feelings. It's almost time for a little comedy, but we're going to go back to this right here. Yeah.
My soul has got.
that one too, but that wasn't my favorite. But guess what? My favorite ain't up yet. So,
live at the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th, it's Blue Big Show. It's Love Show. No musical. The magical thing that I think of original movie with the star setting candy dream music co-child, Ben Mattel. Marcia Ambrosia. The Bob Day Holiday MC Life. Check us out as we combine their hit music with the Silas Love Show. Coming to the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th.
That I had on November 11th when the baseball game took place and they won, Chicago won, and Barack Obama told everybody that he was going to treat them to free tacos. I went to a Taco Bell at 2404 Lemon Avenue, and I spoke to the lady, and it was a Spanish lady. She told me that it was over, that she wasn't going to give me a free taco, so I said, well, then I would like to pay for two tacos. I don't have to serve you, ma'am. I'm not going to serve you. So when I get to the window, I do a gesture with my finger. She threw a cup of liquid in my face, in my car, and told me to take my B-L-A-C-K back to Africa. What do you think about that?
Did you call the police?
I did a police report, and they want me to identify the lady, but it was dark. You cannot see in the drive-thru. When they close the door, the glass for it, you cannot see
who's who.
But I do know that she was a Spanish lady because I asked for the manager, and when she got smart, she told me to take my black self back to Africa. That's when I told her to give me a finger. I was wrong for doing that, but that don't give you the right to assault me. And this is
yes,
a Taco Bell.
That's a fact. But my question is, after you did the police report, you didn't get any follow-up from
no
officer?
No, I didn't
officer,
call from my office. I called the main office at Taco Bell, and they supposed to have been following up, but I haven't heard anything. But however, the detectives called me back and asked me, could I identify her? And I said, I'm not sure. I probably could if I saw a picture or saw her and heard her voice. So they're still investigating it. But what I wanted to know, how could I, because that was what they call discrimination.
That's more than discrimination, Todd. Todd, that's assault. To throw anything in your face.
Yeah. But to tell me to go back to Africa and you're not the same ethnic background.
Yeah, that's verbal assault. That's verbal assault.
Verbal assault?
Yeah.
That was discrimination. You're Spanish, I'm black. You tell me to go back to Africa. I'm not from Africa, I'm from America. I'm trying to figure out how can I get the NAACP or somebody to look into this situation for me.
Take your information, compile your information, and call Casey Thomas. He's a city council person, but he was, I don't have his number or anything, because I am not the operator, information person. But
Casey with a K?
No, C-A-S-E-Y, Thomas. He's a former NAACP leader for...
Who is the main headquarters in Dallas? Is it a headquarters in Dallas?
Yes, it is. That's the reason I'm saying called Casey Thomas.
Okay. NAACP, Casey.
Yeah. And he's going to give you a whole lot of information to do and call and whatever. But what I'm saying is I haven't been in the arena long enough. You know, I've been out of the arena for 30 years, so I still know some people, but, you know, I ain't got no people no more. But I'm trying to get
people.
That back. But, so
I
call Casey.
I was listening to your show, and I just love that song, This Old Soul Has a Leak, the old building has a leak, and the soul has to move. That really touched me. Uncle Bill, I really want to know, to let you know that I really enjoy listening to your show.
Well, I greatly appreciate that.
And
what I'm trying to do is,
and that
you can have nationwide, anything. If my shows are mostly commentary. Some of the upcoming shows, like Packing House Market, is a South Dallas report. On Wednesdays, but this Wednesday they're taking off because of the holiday.
Yeah.
And
I wish you would invite more people to call in about these little small discrimination accusations that Hispanic people are making to black people.
Well, what I'm trying to do is set it up to where every show will have its own
topic.
On topic, but also its own host, who most definitely will be an information giver and an information seeker. Whereby, you know, if you got problems, you know, we're not like Saul on Saul, I guess his name, on Channel 4 and all those type people, but we try to help when we can, while we can. So, stay in touch, and listen to the show. We will support you all we can through any of your endeavors. That's what we are here for, and that's what we do.
Thank you, Uncle Bill.
So,
you have a good night.
Well, I'll be here. I got another song coming up, plus I got to do a couple of commercials.
Hold on, please. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Check us out as we come by here.
the timeless love story.
Coming to the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th, in two big shows. Tickets at the box office and online at AXS.com. Tickets on sale now. Live at the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th, in two big shows. It's love show. It's a musical. It's Max Crusade's adaptation of the original movie with the stars Shetty Chan, featuring music, Soul Child, Cassette Patel, Marsha Ambrosia, Raheem Devine, Dave Hollister, and MC Light.
Check us out as we combine their dishes with the timeless love story.
Coming to the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th, in two big shows. Tickets at the box office and online at AXS.com. Tickets on sale now.
The hottest comedy event of the year, the Comedy Get Down World Tour, with Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
One hilarious night of comedy
with the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
February 10th, 8 p.m. in the American Airlines Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Comedy Get Down World Tour.
It's the best comedy show.
The hottest comedy event of the year, the Comedy Get Down World Tour, with Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
One hilarious night of comedy
with the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
February 10th, 8 p.m. in the American Airlines Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Comedy Get Down World Tour.
It's the best comedy show, period.
The success of Sanford and Son made Red Fox a star overnight, a face and a voice a nation now knew. But for more than 30 years before that, Red played backcountry juke joints, keeping company with the likes of Bessie Smith, Big Bill Broomsey, Ma Rainey, and the Will Maston Trio, starring Sammy Davis Jr. Payment was often a few beers and a place to change clothes. Next came the stages of black theaters on the south side of Chicago, the east end of Los Angeles, and up in Harlem in New York. The Apollo, the Royal, the Regal. The Chitlin Circuit was the only place black performers worked.
To be the 1951, I think it was, 1952, before I ever worked in a white club. And that was at Basin Street, east of New York. And I remember the opening night, Steve and Edie were there, and I tried to clean my act up for New York and for a big-time nightclub in New York. I tried to clean my act up and slowly going down the drain. And so Steve and Edie said, and when I came off, said, "Fox, do your real show that you know for 5 years, and just be you." So I did, and next show, unbelievable. I mean, almost realized standing ovation because people were standing up and they weren't leaving.
Red Fox's career has come a long way from those early days, but his nightclub act, performed almost every weekend in Las Vegas, is much the same as it was on the Chitlin Circuit. And yet, despite nationwide and network appearances, Red's ribald act has never been seen on television.
I think this kind of show, the kind of show that I do, is good for television as long as anyway you can tune in if you like, or turn off if you like, or pay if you want, or don't watch it if you don't want to see it. You know, because people know what I do, and I've been doing it so many years, it's nothing new.
The following home box office on location presents the uncensored act of an extraordinary comedian, a unique performer who has never resisted on stage or off to speak the lines, the words that will create laughter.
And you all know about the experience, the start of Uncle Billy's World on YouTube. So get ready for me, because I'm coming. If you don't think I'm fast as that jet, I'm fast as that jet. Next week, you will have me on YouTube. That I tell you.
I'll do it later.
I'll
be off the air in 10.
My neighbor called the police. I got a yard full of shit.
That's really a spot. I'll talk to you later.
I'm throwing shit.
Bye.
They came out of the house and said, where's that shit you're throwing? I said, I'm in the yard smoking 12. Damn. You notice I smoke a lot when I perform. Because, friends, there's a lot of things worse than cancer. A 6'6" black nationalist in the alley with a hatchet mad at you is worse than cancer. I don't join no groups because most groups give up pork. And I'm not going to give up pork to be with a crowd of people. These guys told me once, he asked me, how can you eat that filthy swine? I said, knife and pork, hot sauce, green, black eyed beans, candy, sweet potatoes, peach cobbler, and a diet right cola. This man read out loud, honey, to hell with these people. Enjoy yourself. Get drunk tonight. Throw up in a cab. Fuck them. Become the Las Vegas to relax. I mean, you have a smile too pretty, honey. Your husband there looked like Jesus. If you hear him, I'm not surprised, sir. I mean, master. I knew you were coming. I saw it on a big rock on the highway. You ever see that rock that Jesus is coming? I thought it was a porno movie. Ooh, yeah, you don't like the show, hold it. I mean, ooh, sacrilege, all that stuff. I'm not sacrilegious. I was an altar boy. Found out I couldn't be pope, I said, fuck him. I'm not going to sit in the back of heaven. Think about that, the minions come to you. I'm like Reverend Knight. Give me my shit while I'm on the ground. I don't want no fire in the sky. I want a broad. Last night, a chick asked me for $100 like it was an egg sandwich. Egg sandwich. Just a buck. $100. $100, me with two good hands.
I mentioned on purpose, my wife's idea. I have a new wife.
I was trying to make it look hard. So I've been trying to make it look hard for the wife. Have you ever tried that, fellas? Please, I don't need that. That's right. Clap. Hey, all these stories I'm telling you about. Yeah, I'll tell you what your reaction will be.
Y'all, it's a good night with the Queen for this 15. Y'all know I'm out of here. Still looking for that domino game, but guess what? I'm going to make it myself. That's what I'm going to do because I'm just tired of waiting on y'all to send my invitation out. I'm going to listen to some more Red Fox. Y'all have a great evening. And as usual, I thank y'all so very much. You know the night show was scheduled and sponsored by Mr. Al Wash, ALW Entertainment, and Packing House Market. So have a great night. And Uncle Billy, thanks you very much. Bye.